In this bulletin, Independent MP Julia Banks vows to run as an independent against the Health Minister, and Prime Minister Scott Morrison reiterates his support for footballer detained in Thailand. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. The Australian Greens have welcomed former Liberal MP Julia Banks's decision to run as an independent in the upcoming general election. Ms Banks, who went to the crossbench after the leadership spill last year, has declared she will run against Health Minister Greg Hunt in the Victorian seat of Flinders. The Independent MP says she will campaign strongly on climate change and gender equality. Greens leader Richard Di Natale has told Sky News he's happy to see more independents in Parliament.
We think more independents, more Greens in the Parliament is a good thing, particularly if they're making the focus of their campaign climate change. We welcome the announcement. We think it's a good thing. The Greens, of course, will be contesting those seats as well. And we hope that we see more Liberals lose their seats come the next
election. Meanwhile, Health Minister Greg Hunt says he's committed to representing the community he grew up in if they choose to re-elect him.
My reason for running for Flinders is because it's the community I was born and raised in, attended Mornington Primary School. It's the community that I believe in and we've worked together to represent, and I'd continue to work with them if that's what the people of Flinders choose.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has backed his Liberal Party colleague. He says Mr Hunt will be rewarded by the electorate for his hard work.
Greg Hunt has worked like a Trojan for his community from the day he was elected. And I have no doubt that Greg Hunt will be rewarded by his electorate, will be acknowledged by his electorate for the incredible work that he's done. I mean, one of the things Greg has done in his electorate is he has championed the fight for resources and support of families with autism.
Doctors are urging federal government to delay implementing the national My Health Record program by 12 months. The formal opt-out deadline for the My Health Record system is today. The original opt-out date was November the 15th, 2018. However, it was delayed because of security concerns. The Doctors Reform Society has called on the federal government to give doctors enough time to have accurate and complete computerised medical records. The organisation has warned patients may die as a result of what it says is the Morrison government pushing to introduce their program. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has reiterated his support for Bahraini footballer Hakim Al-Arabi, who has been detained in Thailand. Al-Arabi holds refugee status in Australia but is being held in a Bangkok prison on an Interpol warrant put out by Bahrain. Bahrain accuses the footballer of vandalising a police station in the 2010 Arab Spring uprising and sentenced him to 10 years in prison. Mr Morrison has written to his Thai counterpart for the Melbourne-based footballer to be sent back to Australia, but hasn't heard back yet. Bahrain says the extradition proceedings are now in process. Mr Morrison says the Australian government is pushing on every door to get Al-Arabi released from the Thai prison. Australian cricketer Nathan Lyon is happy the second test match against Sri Lanka is being played out at ground he holds close to his heart. It will be a historic match this weekend, no matter the result, with Canberra's Manuka Oval staging a test match for the first time. Spinner Nathan Lyon was an apprentice groundsman at Manuka Oval 4 years ago before he became a test cricketer. And coming from the regional town of Young in central New South Wales, he'll have plenty of support from family and friends. Lyon says his connections to the ACT will make it a very special test match.
Especially when I get the opportunity to bowl out there. Obviously, I've got a lot of history on the ground. It's one of my favourite grounds, obviously for a lot of different reasons, but it's exciting. When you get the chance to play a lot of friends and a lot of family, it's becomes even more special.
Let's check out the weather for the rest of today. Hot and sunny in Perth, 37. Cloud clearing in Adelaide, 25. A shower or two in Melbourne, 21. 18 in Melbourne. Similar conditions in Canberra. Hot with a late cool change, 35. Hot also in Wollongong, 34 degrees. In Sydney, hot before a late gusty change and 38. In Newcastle, hot and mostly sunny, 39. In Brisbane, a possible shower and 32. Showers for Cairns with a possible storm and 30. Much the same for Darwin, a top of 31 degrees. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is SBS News.